Sam Atwater, 27 points there. So still well and truly in the lead, but Chloe and Laura tied in second place. We'll find out who's turfed out a little bit later this hour on Sunday Night Live. But our attention for now, at least, is pulled back across the pond and to the 83rd Academy Awards, which are about to take place in Hollywood this evening. It'll be about 1 o'clock, as I say, UK time. Paul Preston joins me now. He's the founder of themovieguys.net, and we're going to get a taste of the atmosphere in the City of Angels now. He's on the red carpet. Paul Preston, good evening to you, sir. Or I should say, good afternoon.
How are you, gentlemen? Yes, it is bright daylight here.
Bright daylight. So the rains have stopped, because it's been a pretty dismal week in LA, hasn't it?
Yesterday in Burbank, we actually had snow.
You had snow?
In Burbank. First time I've seen in 10 years. It was crazy. But today, cleared right up, 70s. Gorgeous.
Which is great news, obviously, for everyone who's frocking up as we speak. A tense time for a lot of the stars as they get ready for the biggest event in the movie calendar. I know you're on the red carpet. So it's quite a vast red carpet, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
It's quite a vast red carpet, I'm told. The red carpet at the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's a city block between two of the most major streets here in Hollywood, right on Hollywood Boulevard in front of Kodak Theater. Tons of media represented, and right across from it are tons of fans. Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge. And at what time do people start to arrive? I know someone like yourself who's covering the ceremony. You're in a sort of lockdown position, aren't you? You've got to get there before anyone else.
Oh, yeah, we get here very early because there's various load-in times for all sorts of different things. And, of course, the last thing to load in is the talent themselves. They'll be here right before the show. But right now, it's... A lot of the people who cover entertainment news are showing up, Mary Hart and Nancy O'Dell, and they're getting a huge response. I mean, people apparently love the people who go on the TV and tell you about the people who are perhaps more interesting.
You think about the TV talent that talks about the talent is actually more interesting.
Yeah, get a huge applause.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they do.
Best.
Well, they've got a cult following, rather like myself and my colleague in the studio here, Kevin O'Sullivan, who's a TV critic for one of the national papers here. Obviously, the town will be in a complete frenzy, I would imagine, as we count down towards the ceremony. What's the week been like, Paul, atmosphere-wise? We're hearing rumours over here that maybe the social network might nip the King's speech hopes in the bud.
Well, I think it's coming the other way around. A lot of the early critics... awards here and some of the major awards here went to Social Network, and it seems like King's Speech made a late run, winning a lot of awards for the acting and for the ensemble from the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and so they were kind of making a run, and it's a tough sort of square off because King's Speech is such a prestige picture with amazing acting and historical drama with a main character who has to overcome a difficulty, but Social Network came at it from a little more challenging place, some unlikable characters, and still pulled off a brilliant picture. So it'd be the more challenging thing to go with Social Network, but it's really become a race this last week, for sure.
And quite a campaign on behalf of our very own Colin Firth to nab his final award of what's for a very drawn-out, long and drawn-out awards ceremony. Certainly wish him all the best. What time are you expecting the stars to arrive, if you're there already?
I'm imagining 3:30. So where does that put me in your time?
Well, the moment
here in LA time.
About 11:30 then. So you've got a while before you start spotting the stars. Do they actually come up and talk to you, Paul? I mean, how much time do they spend on that red carpet, or did most of them just bolt past you, have a wave at the crowd and then get their seat?
Well, I'm curious to see how they react here on what you've already called, the largest and most vast red carpet of them all, because when it's like one movie having a premiere, the biggest stars, they kind of act like they've done it. They breeze through, they've been there before, and it's the people who need the most exposure who kind of hang out and talk to everybody. But I have a feeling for the Oscars, everybody will talk to everybody because it's the biggest stage of all. So I imagine they start early to make sure everyone's in the theater by go time at 5 o'clock.
Well, I know that you've got a lot of pressure on yourself tonight, Paul, out on that red carpet. I would imagine, like a lot of the turns that you talked about there, who were more celebrated in many circles than the actual film stars would be pitching up, you've made the best effort tonight to scrub up yourself. Did you debate about whether, you know, which sort of whistling flute, as we call them here, which suit you'd be wearing this evening for the film's Night of Nights?
Not too much. I wish I had a vast variety of suits to choose from. But I suppose I could have gone up and read something, but I'm rather sedate in comparison from what I'm sure I'm about to see from the ladies, who of course really do it up. There's already been a few people who I didn't recognize at all who've come through with big gorgeous dresses, and I'm sure they wear the gorgeous dresses because I didn't know who they were.
I'm sure.
Maybe I will. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm sure you cut a dash, Paul. We can hear some cheering and screaming in the background there. Is that for your good self?
I wish. This is actually an interesting thing they're doing. They're just, producers come out on the red carpet and they just have people scream like crazy.
They're warming them up.
They have a feeling they don't want people going too nuts when the stars are actually here. This is just a theory I have. I'm going to see if it actually plays out, because when the stars have to be interviewed by the biggest entertainment news shows out there, I'm sure they don't want 300 people screaming at the top of their lungs. So but they can feed this scream anywhere into the broadcast. You know, it's a production.
Absolutely. Quite a production at that. Paul Preston, thank you very much indeed for joining us on LBC Sunday Night Live. Paul, the founder of the MovieGuys.net site and ever-present on the red carpet outside the Kodak Theatre. Our very own Joe Parkinson, Christo and James Rattigan will be continuing the Oscar coverage here at LBC 97.3. Hartigan, I beg your pardon. I only chatted to him in a couple of hours ago. About 1 o'clock, of course, when the ceremony actually takes place. Poor Paul, he's going to be there for hours. It's 9:15.